Anita Steck is a member of the League of Women Voters, and she joins us this morning. She's also doing a presentation with Rob Carwath for the Citizens in Action Committee that is coming up on the 30th of January that has to do with Speak Your Peace Civility. And as we are all watching a certain amount of television or consuming a certain amount of news about the upcoming elections, politics and public discourse and civility seem like words that don't belong together at all. Anita, good morning. It's nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
So why the special program or presentation about civility? It seems like on the face of it, it should be an important concept, but we really struggle to see it practiced as we watch the national news.
Right, and what we like to emphasize with Speak Your Peace is that civility begins with me, and you have control over yourself. We don't have control over all of the political things that are happening, and unfortunately, the more that we watch it, it's almost like sports sometimes. We're watching a cage match or something like that, and we forget that we have the power to make a difference by acting the way we in a civil manner, and that's just plain knowing who you are and what you're about, what triggers you, and being able to communicate with someone without degrading them in the process. That's all there is to it. It's not Minnesota nice. It's not complacency. Not shutting up. It's being able to express yourself without degrading someone else in the process. And it's very, very possible.
When we talk about political correctness, now early on with the political correctness thing, and still to a certain extent, I tend to equate political correctness with simple courtesy. I realize that a lot of folks don't see it that way, and that there are some instances where it seems like maybe it's veering off course a little bit, but to use the words in describing someone that they prefer, some of these things seem like simple courtesy. But political correctness and people's efforts to say, hey, this is how I would prefer that you refer to me, instead of making the discourse more civil, frequently it gets people angrier and more sometimes verbally abusive. What's that about?
Well, I think it's It may pose a threat. If you stand back and look at it, and if someone says, "I would prefer that you refer to me in this way," it's not that much of a request. It's they're just asking me to use a certain words, and I don't know what triggers someone, and that's part of what you need to kind of discover about yourself is when you have a reaction like, "Oh my gosh, I can." Your anger or whatever, what is that saying about you? And those are the kinds of things that are important to recognize about yourself. And that's, again, we kind of go back to civility begins with me. What is important to me? We all have feelings and needs, that's for sure. And we just need to identify those. And I don't know, the more you know about yourself, the less threatened I think you're going to be when someone makes what I think it would be a simple request to say, please, could you say this? Could you say it this way instead of another way? It's a small accommodation. It's not a threat.
So much of our discourse, though, does seem to revolve around power games with people and power differentials and power and control. And I think maybe, tell me if you think this is right. If someone says, I prefer that you refer to me as XYZ, the other person gets angry because, you're trying to control me. You're trying to manipulate me or control me or tell me what to do. Are we still, as quote-unquote grown-ups, wanting to say to other people, wanting to stomp our feet and say to somebody else, you're not the boss of me?
Well, I suspect that is a feeling that a lot of people have. And again, it's some sort of a threat, and you need to figure out why it's threatening, and how you can communicate with someone else in a civil manner and actually move forward. And that's kind of what I like about the Citizens in Action, and what I love about the topic: meet, talk, find a way. It assumes that you're going to communicate. It assumes that you're going to be moving towards something, some sort of goal, and that, you know, that you do have a goal in sight. And if, you know, if we can start putting people on a course to let's go forward, let's do something here, as opposed to just kind of enjoying the sport of watching people spar verbally, we're going to progress as a community.
How do you, and without, I hope, scooping your entire presentation, somebody says something to you, maybe they offer, you know, I prefer that you say blah, 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 your back goes up, and in that moment, you need to replace your snarky possible response or your maybe Minnesota passive-aggressive response with something productive. Your emotions are telling you to snarl, but you need to replace that with something productive. What are you going to tell your participants about that moment in terms of skills that they can use to manage that moment in a productive manner?
Well, it's about listening, I guess. And instead of, you know, being really focused on how you feel or whatever, it's listening, really listening to someone in an empathetic way. And we are going to do, try and fit in a little exercise when we do our presentation. And it's an exercise that we are actually out in the community doing. We're doing some training sessions in March, April, and May as a result of people saying, what do I do? How do I practice this? I don't know what to do. So we put together these training sessions, and we're going to use a little bit of that in the presentation and just talk to people about what do you do next. I will tell you that the question that we get the most is about the other person not being civil. I hear this all the time. How do we make that other person civil? And I got news for you. you can't. So go ahead and try it. But what you can do is a lot of things about listening, about trying to understand, and it's not a wimpy strategy at all. It's a way to get someplace, and it's certainly a way to be kind to yourself. So we'll be talking about that, and when your back starts arching, what do you do? What strategies? And there are a lot of strategies, and we've been very happy to provide these to people in our training. So
sometimes
from Speak Your Peace.
Sometimes just to say to the other person, tell me more, even if you have to say it through gritted teeth,
right. Maybe
gives them the opportunity to get some stuff off their chest, and maybe then they dial back their aggression perhaps a little bit.
Right, and I think a lot of people do want to be listened to. They do want to be heard, and if you're going to do that, And maybe what they're saying is not really what they really want to say, but you have to get at it. And there's a way to do that. There are going to be some people who will never be civil ever, 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 and there's not really anything you can do about it except adjust how you respond to it. You know, what is it that they're doing that triggers something in you, and how can you deal with that? Because one of the exercises that we do in the training is just tell people to pair off. And they've got 5 minutes to make the other person civil, and people look at me like you're crazy, and it's like, yeah, I am crazy. It can't be done. So what do you do now? What are we going to do now that we can't do what a lot of people are asking Speak Your Peace to do? Make that other person civil. What is it that you can do? And that's what we hope to just start. Give a few hints. At the Citizens in Action, and then we'll do our training again in March through May.
Anita, I'm assuming that when you do this exercise about making the other person civil, that you're not allowed to have, like, cake or donuts or chocolate or... Because I would think that with the addition of some of those simple props, it would be rather easy to make someone civil. It's just a thought.
Yeah, just a thought. Just a little bit of bribery. Is that what we're talking about?
I think that perhaps as we go out into the community and attempt to engage people, that if we have candy to offer to strangers, That I mean, it's just right, or maybe kittens. It's just right off the top of my head. Anita,
incentivizing.
Yeah, exactly. Anita, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk with you.
Thanks so much.
Anita Steck is going to be one of the presenters at the League of Women Voters Citizens in Action Forum. You can find all the information about the forum and the registration information on their website. We'll get a link set up on our website. It's taking place on January 30th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m.